Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In the past, we've heard Mark O'Connor in his roles as jazz violinist, Texas fiddler, classical composer, educator. But one of his most popular roles has been in the Appalachians, first on the 1996 album Appalachia Waltz with cellist Yo-Yo Ma and bassist Edgar Meyer, and 4 years later on the group's Grammy-winning album Appalachian Journey. Now there's a third album to add to the collection, a holiday homage to that same mountain range called An Appalachian Christmas. Mark O'Connor is here in our studio with his band to perform some of the songs for us, beginning with Winter Wonderland, live on Soundcheck.
Sleigh bells ring, I listen in the lane. Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. She sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we could build a snowman and pretend that he's Parson Brown. You'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
You know the song, Winter Wonderland, but maybe not that arrangement of it, which appears on the new Mark O'Connor record in Appalachian Christmas. We just heard a live performance with Heather Massey singing, Matt Munisteri playing the guitar, Gary Mazzaropi playing the bass, and, joining me at the microphone, Mark O'Connor himself playing the violin. Good to have you back, Mark.
Fantastic. Great to be here, John.
A little hint of some of your maybe hot swing kind of stuff in that arrangement.
Yes.
Sounds of the 30s and 40s jazz.
The Christmas holiday album really touches base on all the different kinds of styles and elements of music that I've been releasing over the last 20 years. A little jazzy, a little classical, a little country, mm-hmm. a little pop, and a little folk music.
It's called An Appalachian Christmas, and, you know, you would expect to hear the sounds of kind of traditional American string music, which you do on many of the tracks here. On the heels of Appalachia Waltz, Appalachian Journey, both hugely successful recordings, was there a kind of In a funny way, is there a pressure that comes with doing a Christmas record?
I've looked forward to this for so long, and I thought about it for so long that it was just a relief just to get it out. I mean, I've been asked by so many of my fans for a Christmas record, and this has been going on for maybe even decades. And so, no, there was no pressure at all. I had no idea that it would be this successful, really. Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal's saying it's the top Christmas album of the year, and so does the L.A. Times and Boston Globe.
You got kind of an A-list cast of people coming. I mean, Yo-Yo Ma and Edgar Meyer are on the record, as they were with the first two Appalachian recordings. Yep. But Renee Fleming, the great opera singer, James Taylor, Alison Krauss, the list goes on and on, all helping out.
James Taylor and Alison Krauss were on Appalachian Journey. So, mm-hmm. once again, a reprise. And also, the Appalachian Waltz piece that I composed back in 93 really set this whole series. And
appears on this record. Now, do you somehow hear Appalachian Waltz as a seasonal, a holiday piece?
It can be, and that's the beauty of instrumental music. And when I grew up in my own household, Christmas time for us was a lot of carols, but a lot of traditional fiddle tunes and music that I was writing. And I like to tell the story that, you know, we were so poor at Christmas that oftentimes my mother would buy us records during the year and wait till Christmas time to give them to us wrapped under the Christmas tree. So we couldn't wait to pull those things out and put them on the stereo. So this was really my Christmas. And so this album really reflects those times in my past.
Where were you growing up for the most part?
I actually grew up in Seattle. And then for a long time I lived in Tennessee, and now I have an Appalachian home as well as living here in New York. I live in Pennsylvania, right on the river, right across the street, right across the river from the Appalachian mountain range.
Mm-hmm.
And so it occurred to me that Appalachia has always been the original melting pot of musical culture in our country, responsible for more styles than just bluegrass and the Carter family, the blues, the ragtime, spirituals, gospel, jazz, and all kinds of stuff came out of that region.
To say nothing of the British and Irish folk songs that, you know, when the British and Irish folk song revivalists came here and went through the Appalachians, holy cow, all this stuff is still being sung there.
And also that something that is close to my heart, Copland's version of Appalachia with Appalachian Spring, which really inspired a lot of my own composition in the American classical field.
We're speaking with Mark O'Connor, the violinist and composer, whose Appalachian Christmas Review is tomorrow night here in New York at Le Poisson Rouge at 10 p.m., and presumably there will be some guests coming and going as well.
We have so many guests. Sharon Isbin, who's also on the album.
The guitarist, yeah.
That's coming by. And we've got some great, great players. Jonathan Batiste and mm-hmm. Wycliffe Gordon is coming by, and Alan Harris, and Yale Strom is going to add some klezmer touch
to our
Christmas night. And
well, it is that holiday as well, you know.
Absolutely.
First night of Hanukkah is tonight. You want to play the Christmas song?
Absolutely.
All right. It's Mark O'Connor with his quartet live on Soundcheck. The album is called An Appalachian Christmas. It's out now, and this is the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe to make the season bright. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
The Christmas Song, live performance on Soundcheck. Heather Massey singing, Matt Munisteri playing guitar, Gary Mazzaropi playing the bass, and once again the violinist Mark O'Connor. The song appears on his album called An Appalachian Christmas. And Mark, I mentioned, you know, in introducing you, jazz violin, Texas fiddle, classical composer, educator. You actually see American string music, the broad term that we use, Americana, as a really good teaching tool, right?
John, this is long overdue. We have ignored our own string playing, our own string playing culture, and our music for so long in America. And one of my mentors and one of the ideas behind me doing my method is actually Dr. Suzuki and his work. And he talks about the mother tongue and how that helps children learn how to play music. talking about language, talking about our mother tongue, our American music is so powerful, especially for the 20th century. I mean, I just went to India.
Well, but it's the 21st century now.
Yeah, I know.
And has been for a few years, Mark.
but in the 20th century, we have dominated the music scene of the world. And countries like India, for instance, with a billion mm-hmm. people, all coming to American music as their favorite music style to listen to in the 20th century. You know, our invention of rock and roll and jazz and hip-hop and rap. We have the language, the music of the world, and we should be using that in education with our kids.
So
in strings as well.
Does that mean roll over Beethoven, or does that mean turkey in the straw?
It means everything. We are an amazing creative country. We're inclusive of a lot of culture, a lot of ethnicity, and my method includes much of this. It includes Latin music, includes bluegrass, includes jazz, rock and roll, Canadian jigs, mm-hmm. Spirituals from the African Americans, and blues, a lot of our foundational music, and especially the hoedown. Kids will respond to this music when they have access to it and when there's great teachers teaching it. We need more people playing music, as you know, and I think with the O'Connor method, already now tens of thousands of children are learning from it, and it's only been out a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. So building from Suzuki and perhaps supplanting it in some schools, as you say, it's the mother tongue. It's the music.
It is our mother tongue, and it's really become, because of the 20th and 21st century music that we've been putting out there, it has become the language, the musical language of the world. Everybody loves American music, and we need to use it in our educational system.
And you know, you must be very gratified to see how much interest there has been in the 21st century in Americana. You know, it's become like a real kind of hip thing. You know, indie bands are referencing and using those sounds, and young classical composers as well. That's Mark right. O'Connor is here with the band. And their Appalachian Christmas Review is tomorrow night at Le Poisson Rouge here in Lower Manhattan, 10 o'clock tomorrow, with various guests, as Mark was detailing before. You want to play us out with Silent Night?
Absolutely. This is a brand new arrangement just for you guys.
All right. Mark O'Connor and the band with a new arrangement.
Solo.
So Mark O'Connor without the band, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. lovely solo arrangement of Silent Night by violinist Mark O'Connor, playing us out on Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, Critics Week continues. We hear about the best in Broadway and theater, look back at the year in Latin music news and new releases, and a live performance from R&B singer Anthony Hamilton. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.